Connor, I think the other day, Fess, you said that you were a little slowed kind of in camp by maybe a soft tissue injury or something. Just give us an update on how you're doing and if you're back at full strength.
In the first couple of days, I didn't really pull it, but my hamstring just kind of tightened up on me a little bit. And I've had a couple soft tissue injuries in the past, so we're just taking a lot of precaution on it, just kind of taking it easy, doing some rehab on it. But I'm back full go, 100%. Started it out, towards the end of last week, getting a couple of reps, and this week I'm full go, 100% in practice. So it's feeling really good.
Then what's your confidence level just as far as passed down from the administration and coaches that you guys will get a full schedule and that you'll play a college football season?
Yeah, I have a lot of trust in our administration and in Tom Homo, the athletic director here. He's been working day in and day out to get us a full schedule, and so we're pretty optimistic about where we're at during this, in regards to the season. We're really hoping for a full season. I think we'll get it.
Yeah, who else has a question? Go ahead, Darnell.
Governor, tell us how you feel like the wide receiver group has grown from last year. Because obviously you had some guys that graduated, you have some new guys coming in, people stepping into new roles. How do you think it's grown?
Yeah, I think we did lose a lot of experience last year, but I think we sort of filled that in with a lot of new talent. We have a bunch of guys that fill a lot of different roles. One thing I would say about this receiving group is we're super diverse. We have a lot of guys that can, make plays down the field. We have a lot of big bodies that can make those tough catches, that can sort of bully DBs. We have a lot of bodies that are really quick, that are in and out of breaks, for the short routes and possession guys. So I think we're a really diverse group all around, and we have a lot of people that can fit into a lot of different places. So I think that makes us really dangerous, and I think it's gonna be hard to game plan against a lot of different things like that, because you have to know your matchups, and you have to know where the open spot's gonna be, and you have to cover all the dudes. And so it's gonna be fun. I'm looking forward to the season with these wideouts.
Let's go Mitch, then Jay.
Yeah, Gunnar, what has it done for the offense to have all this experience returning back? I mean, just maybe speak to the confidence that the offense currently has because of the experience.
Yeah, oh, so we do have a lot of experience returning, and I think it just gives the coaches a lot more confidence in us, because we already have the confidence. We've already been on the field. We've already done our things, so we know that we can do things. But it really gives the coaches confidence in us, so we can start expanding the playbook. We can start, throwing in little tweaks to our offenses that, we couldn't do in the past if we were trying to figure out just our playbook, or if we're trying to figure out defenses. I think now that everybody has a lot of game experience and everybody is kind of, has been there before, it really helps on the field, with game speed and just being able to know the ins and out of defenses. So it's going to be fun this year. We have a lot of dudes have shown that they can do a lot of big things at this level. And so it's just we're taking another step this year, and so I'm really excited for it.
Where have you seen a majority of your reps at receiver? Are you more an outside guy or seen time in slot? Where have you kind of fit in as far as in that receiver room?
Yeah, this offense is really fun. We move around guys a lot. So really, I'm playing all around the field right now. I see most of the time at outside receiver, sort of that X receiver, that with the one-on-one matchups. That's where I feel the most comfortable. But with this offense, I could be playing, the number three receiver at times. I could be playing the number two receiver. I'm just bumping around a lot, but I am mostly on the outside.
Gunnar, just from a personal level, what's at stake for you this season, and how are you approaching it? And can you be that go-to receiver that the Cougars seemingly need this year?
Yeah, we had that trio of receivers last year, all the senior receivers that really dominated last year, and they all left. So it left a huge opening for me to step up. I've been here for a couple of years, and I've made contributions to the offense, but this year, it's my opportunity to be that guy, to really be the number one dude and the number one playmaker on the outside. And so for me personally, it's a big opportunity, but it's exciting to be able to go in and just, I already have that confidence, that experience from the last couple of years. And so it's fun. I'm really looking forward to it. And so it's helping me with, motivation to go out there and work harder and just be prepared, because I know my number's going to be called a lot this year.
Go ahead, Sean.
Conflict of interest
I'm
on
sorry, go
the
ahead.
quarterback derby. So maybe this isn't a fair question, but how do you handicap the quarterback derby?
It's it's fun, I think, because, you know, Baylor's my brother. But when you get on the field, you don't really have any relationship. I just want the quarterback who's going to be the best out there, no matter who it is, whoever's going to get the ball to the receivers the best. You know, they're all doing an amazing job right now. They're all splitting reps pretty much equally. And so as we get closer to fall camp, we'll see who really stands out. But as of right now, I think all the quarterbacks are sort of even right now with reps, and all of them are tearing it up.
Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, Gunnar, speaking of unfair questions, is it still a little bit weird to kind of look over in the wide receiver huddle and see a number zero there? Because I know it is kind of weird for me seeing that number zero. And then maybe more important follow-up question to that, can you describe that number zero Cody Epps game for us as somebody who's actually seen him, because most of us haven't?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of weird seeing the number zero out there. It's kind of awkward, but I think it's really cool, and I think it's a really cool thing for Cody to be able to be the first dude that has that, and he'll probably keep that for most of his career because he's, you know, he's only going to be a freshman this year. But I'm really excited about him for his career here. He came on campus, and, you know, normally when freshmen get here, you know, they're a little timid sometimes. They sort of back down a little bit, but he stepped up on the field immediately, and he really showed what he can do. You know, he has some things he can work on for sure, and you know, there's going to be some building blocks that he's going to have to overcome. But I think I'm really excited for him. He's a great route runner. He's a super savvy route runner. You know, he's able to feel DBs out really well, and he's able to just create space that way. And so with experience and time, I think he's going to be really good here.
Go ahead, Mitch.
Yeah, Gunnar, you mentioned how some of these freshmen can be a little bit timid. Sounds like Cody's been doing a good job. I mean, what about some other guys like Terrence Fall, Miles Davis? How have they come in? What have they done thus far as far as how they've looked through camp?
Yeah, you know, this freshman group so far has been, I think, really, really good. They've all been super – one thing that really stands out to me is their aggressiveness and their blocking. You know, they come out and every single day, you know, they're pancaking DBs. And, you know, they're taking it to them and creating holes for the running game. And, you know, I think as a receiver, that's the part of the game that people sort of overlook sometimes. But if you're aggressive with the DBs and you're not backing down, it helps open up space. And so they've been doing that for themselves. These DBs are they're telling the DBs, you know, I'm here and I'm here to play. And so I'm really excited for all the freshman receivers and just all the freshmen in general. They've come on the scene strong. And so I'm excited, looking forward to what they can do in the next couple of years.
Okay, anything else for Gunnar?
I've got one last question. Okay. Gunnar, if push came to shove and you had to play the majority of your games on the road because of the unusual circumstances, could you do that? Would you, as players, be willing to do that? Say you had to play 7 away, 3 at home, something like that.
Man, I mean, you know, everybody loves the home games. Everybody loves the home fans, and I would love to play in front of that. But when it comes down to it, I just want to play football. And I know a bunch of the people here want to play football. You know, we could go line it up at a park with no fans just in the middle of nowhere as long as we're playing something, and I'd be happy with it. So if we have to travel to, you know, fill our schedule, then I'm all in as long as we're playing.
Okay.